I am a Beltane baby in every sense of the word, which is why I wrote this sitting outside, birds singing, mowers mowing, surf crashing in the distance. I'm not alone as a Beltane baby, not by a long shot, there are a lot of us. But unlike most of us, I'm a Beltane evangelist. I think everyone should put pleasure first. In this day and age and country, those are fighting words. For one thing, this is my personal vision of Beltane. Not everyone sees it the way I do. But the much graver offense is that most of us grow up learning how to be less connected to our bodies as we get older. Less connected, not more. And with every step away from our bodies, we move a little farther, not just from the physical suffering that they sometimes carry, but from pleasure. See, it's a double-edged sword, this letting go of the body. On the one hand, pain, suffering, attachment, lessened, weakened, and then gone. On the other hand, joy, interconnection, and pleasure are just as gone. See, those things, they lead to the same neurons. They're paired because they are balanced for one another, balanced like biceps and triceps, balanced like left and right. When one side is overdeveloped, we feel the pain and the absence on the other side. And so we mistakenly try to create balance again, not by building up what we lack, but by removing the thick and bulging tissue which has worked too hard for too long, indiscriminately and without rest. We remove everything, and we are left empty. Now, if you're a Buddhist, that might be where you want to be. But I'm not. Empty to me sounds painful, like a joint with no flesh or fluid to soften the motion, bone grating against bone. Empty sounds achy. Empty sounds excruciating. In fact, I've been there, and it's not as great as it looks. I don't want empty. I want a life replete, rich, sumptuous, lush, delicious. And as to balance, I don't think there's only one kind. I do think pain and suffering can balance joy and pleasure, but I challenge the notion that they are the only balance possible. I believe there are other ways to achieve peace, other ways to reach balance. But to understand them, we have to go inside, inside the very thing that we have been taught to ignore. We have to go inside our bodies. This sounds easy until you try it, at which point you discover how far you have been removed from your own flesh and blood. How are you feeling right now? What is your body telling you right now? Go inside to that glowing core of yourself. Close your eyes. Take a breath. Dive in. What do you feel? I'm talking physical sensations here, not mumbled half-clear emotive poems. I'm talking tight, loose, open, closed, hot, cold, burning, sour, queasy. Tingly? Turned on? And what exactly does turned on feel like in your body, and why does it matter? It matters because feelings are the language of your body. Sensations are how your body lets you know what's going on, and your body, not your brain, is the smartest damn thing you've got, hands down. I was listening to reruns of Oprah on satellite radio. And one week it seemed like all she had done was talk about abductions and assaults. She had had psychological experts come in to explain how to handle an attack. And the number one thing over and over across 25 years of programming was this: follow your gut. Listen to your gut. If it doesn't feel right, then it's not right. Fuck polite. If you're feeling uneasy, there's a reason. But we don't even have language to talk about what happens in our bodies. We talk about feeling funny because that's all we've got. And feeling funny has to cover that sensation that you feel when somebody is following you through the streets of a dark city. And it also has to cover that sensation that you feel when you see someone that you think you might want to kiss. That roiling, boiling, clenching, sick and feeling in your solar plexus, that's information. That impulse to reach out, that's also information. Information coming at you from your body all the time, everywhere you go, information about everything you do, everything you eat, every choice you make, every choice you make. Listen up, your body is talking. That headache you get every day after work, information. That longing you bury in glasses of wine and bad TV, that's information, yo, information. That impulse to reach out, information. That barely suppressed move to kiss your best friend, information. That you ignore at your peril. Listening is scary because if you listen, then you're going to want to do something about it. You will want to follow the pleasure, do more of the stuff that feels good and less of what doesn't, and that will involve change. It might involve a lot of change, or risk, or growth, or wholesale top-to-toe transformation, or it might just mean you start buying carrot juice at the grocery store. You don't have to do it all at once. You can start small. Spend 15 minutes before bed checking in, noticing. What did your body tell you today? What did it say? What did you do with that information? What did you choose not to do? Give yourself permission to just know, just notice, and action will come when it's ready. Action will come when you're ready. But start somewhere. The sooner you start, the happier you'll be. And you do deserve to be happy.